Hey up, Chatter Gang. Welcome to the Chatter Guys podcast.
Today we'll be introducing ourselves because he's Colin.
He's Tim.
And together we are the Chatter Guys. Together we
are the Chatter. Come on, let's get chatting.
Did you notice when I was saying he's Colin, he's Tim, we had to point at each other, even though people can't see us?
I know, it's all new this, because we used to doing our Chatter Guys Chatter Tuesday on live, and we're in front of camera, and today we're just in front of mic.
It's just in front of mic.
Totally weird. So the Chatter Guys, Tim.
Yes, Colin.
We've been going now for 3.5 years.
I know, it's gone so quick, hasn't it? In fact, actually, it does feel to have gone quick, but then again, I can't remember when I wasn't a Chatter Guy.
This is true. So let's talk about why we started the channel in the first place, Tim.
Well, it was by accident, really, wasn't it? And there was a drink involved, which, you know, there'll be no surprise to anybody.
There were lots of drinks involved. It was in Thailand. It was on an adventure we went on in October, was it? October or November?
It was November
2019.
It was November 2019.
Back then, Tim and me were friends, and we went on a holiday to Thailand.
We did, and we decided, we were staying in Pattaya, and we decided to have a few days. I think it was a weekend we went. It was like 2 nights. We went out to Koh Samet.
So, Tim, we left Crazy Town in Pattaya, and we got on a long coach to go to the ferry port. Then we got on a ferry to Koh Samet, didn't we?
I think we're remembering this differently, because I remember it's quite a short journey, but it was a minibus that we were on. But it's quite a while ago, you know. We're getting on.
It was about an hour and a half on that minibus.
Was it so long?
Yeah.
So, but do you remember the ferry crossing? Now, we had two options of getting across. We could either go on a speedboat, or we could go on the slow boat that carries all the provisions for the shops and the hotels that are on the island.
Mopeds, foods.
Yes.
Fish.
And Colin decided that a speedboat would be too bouncy for him. He didn't like that idea, so we went on the slow boat.
It was that, and the fact that it were cheaper on the slow boat. And, you know, being Yorkshireman, we decided to go on slow boat.
It was Colin's choice. I would have gone on the speedboat, but, you know, he is the alpha. Anyway, we were packed on this boat, weren't we? And they loaded up all this cargo, all these provisions for the island. And Colin ended up having to sit next to this massive tank that was full of langoustines. He was terrified the whole journey.
It wasn't a very comfortable trip, because if that boat would have ricketed to one side, I'd have got lumbered with a big dollop of water with languines floating about all over me. It was just not a comfortable journey at all. And I'm sat there. We might have been on that ferry around about an hour and a half, but we kept getting speedboats passers by, and I'm like, we could be on one of them for it. We're only an extra 20, 30 quid to one speedboat.
Yeah.
We'd have got there in no time.
And you wouldn't have had to worry about languoustines landing in your lap.
That's a lesson learned for anybody going to Thailand, is don't be too scrimpy on the boats. If you've got a chance to go on a speedboat, it might be a better option.
But however you get there, it's definitely worth the trip. It's an absolutely beautiful island. A lot of it is a national park, isn't it? We booked into our hotel, which was it called the New Moon, the hotel?
Blue Moon Resort, it was called.
The Blue Moon, that's it. I do remember that we had to hike our way over a building site to get to it. But once you got there, it was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah, you had to pay a fee to get onto the... Or was that after... I can't remember where we paid the fee to get onto the island. Was it before we got to the hotel or after?
It was after. You walked to the end of the main street.
That's right, yeah, I remember
then,
now.
And then there was... There were guards, weren't there? Were those soldiers that were... and you had to pay to go go on the beach because it was a national park. It was only, if I'm remembering rightly, it was only something like six...
I think it was 200 baht, I remember, if I remember right.
I'm remembering 60, so, you know, it was a while ago.
It were next to note.
Yeah.
And when we say soldiers, they weren't armed or anything. They were just National Guard soldiers.
Yeah.
So you paid your entrance, you got your ticket, and then you entered the national park.
Yeah, and the beach was absolutely beautiful, wasn't it? I've not been on a beach like that before. The sand was just like white powder, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So soft, so lovely.
The beauty of it is that it's used by a lot of people to go on day trips. So all the speedboats are bringing people in for the day. And it's very crowded. But as soon as the day trippers go, you almost got the island to yourselves, because there's only yourselves and a few more people that's actually stopping on the island.
Yeah, it very much attracts day tourists rather than people staying overnight. So it's pretty quiet on an evening.
But we got to the Blue Moon Resort. We got to the bar after we'd unpacked. We got to the bar and on the beach. Lovely, comfortable beanbag kind of seats that sat you on the beach.
Well, there were beanbags. I'll debate whether they were comfortable or not.
How comfortable, because it was so close. It was just a really nice, comfortable place where we were sat. There were no noise. You could hear the beach coming in. You could see the sea coming in, and the temperature were really, really comfortable. It was a beautiful setting. It really was.
It was. It was absolutely gorgeous. You just relax. You couldn't help but relax while you were there. But what had attracted, there were several bars and several restaurants on this beach, but what has attracted us to this one was that they had a cocktail menu, and all the cocktail menus were just 100 bahts, which in today's money is about, what, £2.20, something
about
that.
£2, yeah.
Probably even cheaper in those days, because I remember we got a better rate, didn't we, back in 2019. Yeah. So probably about £2 a cocktail.
£2 a cocktail.
So we settled in for the evening.
We went, and then we decided to go from the top of the cocktail menu down to the bottom. And by the time we got to the bottom, it was the end of the night. We didn't want to move from that bar, because it was so comfortable and so it was just
cheap,
so cheap and so comfortable and so relaxing. We just sat down on them beanbags and we just drank our way through the menu.
I do remember that we ordered some chips as well.
I can't remember that.
We've got some chips and some peanuts. I remember that, yeah.
At the end of the night, I remember stumbling up and saying to you, well, I don't feel drunk.
No, to say that we drank our way through the whole cocktail menu, I felt a little bit tipsy, but nowhere near as drunk as I should have been.
But we stood up and we started to stumble our way back to the resort. And then as we were making our way back to the resort, we started filming it.
This is Colin's idea. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah. We filmed it on Facebook Live. Now, Thailand is 7 hours in front of the UK time, but we would have been doing this round about 1 o'clock in the morning, Thailand time.
Wasn't too late, was it? But yeah, pretty late.
When you work the clocks back to UK time, it would have been tea time-ish in the UK. So a lot of people were actually watching us live in the dark, pissed up, trying to make us way back to the Blue Moon Resort, convincing ourselves but we weren't drunk, when actually we were legless. I remember getting into a kerfuffle about not waking PP up back at the resort.
PP was the hotel manager, and he was a lovely man, wasn't he?
He was. All this was filmed on Facebook Live, to the point where we got back to the resort, and I think we must have stopped it then.
No, I remember you saying to me, "Don't film room number. We don't want people knowing what room we're in." And I was like, "What? You think people are going to fly up to Thailand and come and knock on our door?"
Yeah. What was so funny about that is the following morning, my phone was ping, 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 pinging. With loads of messages from people saying that were absolutely brilliant. You've got to film again. Please do that again. Please do that again. And I'm thinking, what have we filmed? And I jumped back on Facebook and watched this video about what we'd done live. And I'm like, I can't believe we've done that. But what did we do then? After an action-packed day, we went out again and we found another bar, didn't we?
Yeah, Colin read about this bar that was for backpackers. And the name's just...
It was something called...
The Salamander, wasn't it? The Gecko, that's it.
Bar.
The Gecko Bar, you're right, yes. And it wasn't on the beach, this one. It was a little way into the national park. And it was really interesting, wasn't it? There was a lot of graffiti. I remember there was that graffiti wall that we had our photograph taken against.
It were like neon lights, weren't it?
Yeah, it was really, really good. Very quiet. And again, we decided to drink our way through the cocktail menu.
on this cocktail menu were a little bit cheaper. If this one might have been £1.50 a cocktail, but we did notice they were a lot stronger than what they were in the first bar.
So much stronger. To the point of quite early in the evening, we may be down two or three cocktails by this time, and Colin leans back in his chair and he points at this girl sitting on this next table. She goes, "Oh, you love, come and sit here. Come and sit with us." She's all, "I might, Colin, just leave her alone, will you?"
I felt sorry for her.
And he's like, "Oh, she's all on her own. She's got nobody to talk to. Come and sit with us." I went, "Colin, she's our waitress." And he went, "How do you know?" And I went, "She's brought our drinks to us all night."
Bless her.
She didn't come and sit with us. In fact, she avoided us quite rightly after that.
Well, after this, after we'd stumbled out to that bar, we decided that weren't enough. We wanted to go on to the next bar, what were being described in the brochure in the hotel as being the gay bar of Cosamet.
Yes.
And we made our way there. It were a bit of a trek to get to the bar, but we found it.
Eventually, but we got there. It was a massive bar, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In fact, did the road run through the middle of it? It was pretty.
It went far from the road.
Anyway, we got in. There was nobody there apart from the barman. So I walked up to the bar and, "Excuse me, is this an LGBT plus bar?" And he looked at me and Colin and I went, "It is now."
Yeah. So we made it ourselves. We got some drinks. We sat on the beach again. And the only company that we had was this barking dog.
Yep.
And we decided to film this on Facebook Live as well. But this also included us going paddling in the sea.
Yeah, Colin's idea. He thought it'd be a good idea to go swimming.
Once again, this were all filmed on Facebook Live. Once again, we got up the following morning to loads of comments saying, "You're going to have to do that again." We made a couple of videos for the rest of the holiday, but we got back home. Now, this was in September 2009, October 2019, so now you've got to jump forward to then we next started thinking about our channel. Well, not when we started thinking about our channel, but if you go then fast forward back into deep into lockdown, me and Tim used to run a social group called Leeds Gay Men.
We did.
And when it was lockdown and we couldn't meet up with our friends, we decided to do some online activities. So we used to have a Top of the Pops.
We used to choose a topic. So like, for example, we'd pick, you've got this week's topic's going to be cover versions, or one week it would be, 1960s songs, and a different theme, wasn't it, every week? Well, one week would be high energy, something like that.
So we'd have a different theme. So I remember us doing one time doing Eurovision, and another time we'd do male artists, etc. And we'd all pick a tune to play. But then I don't know whose idea it was, but someone came up with an idea of doing a lip sync to a video. So we'd recreate one of our famous videos. And we do it. It's a bit hard to explain this. Can you explain it, Tim?
We all picked a song. They weren't famous videos, so we could pick anything that we wanted. I remember that you picked Queen and Want to Break Free, didn't you?
Yeah, so our filming scenes like I were in bed, and then our filming scenes when I were walking about with an over, like Freddie Mercury did, and I'd kind of recreate their video. You did one as well, didn't you?
Yeah, Chattergang, he's playing it down. This video that he did, it was virtually the same as the video for the proper Queen video. He just absolutely nailed it. He put so much work into it, bought so many props. It was absolutely amazing. And yes, the one I picked, a novelty song that I like called Rubber Dub Dub, and I just filmed it in the shower, put a towel around my head.
But it was funny. Very funny too.
Not just us two doing it. Other people. Thank you, that's very kind. Well. Yeah, there are other people in the group doing it. And at the end, we all voted for our favourite, and Colin came first and I came second.
We also did one, we featured one of another week, we did one where you smashed it the week that you did the theme for, just remind me, it was the Greece one, weren't it?
No, it was Eurovision one next.
But didn't you do a Greece one?
Yeah, we did Eurovision first, and I did Cleopatra. It was the year that there wasn't a Eurovision song contest.
That's right.
But I did Cleopatra, and you did Rise Like a Phoenix.
And this time
Colin left it right the last minute, and honestly, it was
It were a shambles.
It was a shambles, but not the worst video in the competition.
No, no, it weren't the worst, but it certainly weren't the best.
I won that round anyway. I put quite a lot of effort into that.
It were very well deserved, that win as well.
Thank you. And then the final time we did it, we did musicals, didn't we?
We did. I remember doing Madonna's Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
Yeah, and by this time, we were going out together, weren't we?
Yeah. Yeah,
And I do remember this. We spent the whole afternoon turning the bottom of our bed into the balcony for, is it Casa del Rosa?
Yeah, yeah. But it made a fantastic scene. I got a blue frock and a wig, like a Spanish wig.
Yeah, but we made the bottom of our bed look like the balcony, and he covered it up on the video. He didn't show it.
But this is what we were doing during lockdown, so it gave us a lot of experience doing video editing and putting stuff together to make really short videos, which were very interesting. It was very creative.
Yeah, because I did Summer Nights. I played both parts. I was both Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta.
Yeah.
So that involved a lot of editing.
I think between us, when we were doing it, I think it was getting our creative juices growing.
We're getting something going, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So then you fast forward then a couple of months then, when we were coming towards the end of lockdown, we decided we were going to get married.
Yeah, that's...
We got married a week after lockdown finished, didn't we?
Pretty much. That's a subject for another podcast.
Yeah.
But yes, and we went on our honeymoon. We got married in August and went on honeymoon in, was it a Monis in November, I think it was, wasn't it? We went to Gran Canaria.
Yeah, no, it was Torremolinos, Tim.
It was Torremolinos.
Got a bad memory. But we went to Torremolinos and we'd already been talking about our channel.
We've been talking briefly about it enough and on, haven't we? We just never got round to
People were encouraging us to it. Said, oh, you'd be brilliant doing stuff like that on YouTube. So people gave us the idea to do it. So we cemented this by going on holiday and thinking about it whilst we were on holiday.
Yeah, the watershed came. We were on the plane going on our honeymoon and this guy sitting behind us would not stop chatting. He was talking the whole time, wasn't he? Non-stop.
He got absolutely verbal diarrhea. He just wouldn't be quiet and he would be talking about everything. And the poor chap who was sat next to him, I felt really sorry for him because he just couldn't get a word in edgeways, could he?
He didn't say anything. This guy was just non-stop talking. So this, you know me, how patient I am. I get my phone out and do this rant on my phone about this guy sitting behind me. And then when we got to Torremolinos, Colin put it up on YouTube, didn't you?
Put it up on YouTube and then I did one. I did a hotel review of Hotel Ritual and I were doing this while Tim were in the shower.
So the only time he's appeared. Well, you appeared on my video. I introduced you on the one that I did on the play, but there was just you on that one, wasn't there?
Well, the hotel review that I did, if I remember right, I don't think I were actually on that video. I was just talking through what the room were like and talking about an experience that we'd had with the cockroaches. Yeah, there were a cockroach in the room when we got there.
We had to get the night manager to come and evict it for us.
The weird thing was, we put these up on YouTube. We didn't have, we were doing it all on our phone. We didn't have any microphones or anything like that. In fact, we
didn't really know what we were doing.
I think the first 30 videos that we posted, we did it all on our phones. It were totally unprofessional, really, what we did.
It's still not that professional.
On the same holiday, it were really weird. I couldn't get my head around this. It took me a lot of years to actually think this was actually genuine what happened, because we were in a bar. We'd only been on holiday four nights, I think, and we were in a bar called Lights Bar, and I'd gone to the toilet, and we bumped into one of Tim's work colleagues during this holiday. And we've gone out for a few drinks with them, haven't we?
Yeah, and Colin had gone off to the toilet, so Paul and I were standing chatting in this bar, and this lady came up to us and she went, "Excuse me, I've been watching your videos, and you're absolutely marvellous." And like Paul, we'd not told Paul that we'd put any videos on YouTube, and he's like, "What's going on? I have no idea." And I remember this lady. She put her hand on my arm and she put it on Paul's, and she went, I've got a son who's gay. I'm going to tell him to watch it. He'll absolutely love it. And I was like, oh, well, thank you so much. That's so lovely. And then she went away, this lady, and then Colin returns from the loo. And now it's Colin, we've just been recognised. He was so annoyed.
I was. And the thing is, that woman thought that I the one that were on the video. It was weird. That was sort of weird. And yeah. I thought Tim had made this up. I thought, we've only had like 5 views on the video. How come people recognise us already? Well, we'd not had no experience of people recognising us, but it were just crazily mind-blowing us to think that had happened. And it weren't really until about two and a half years later we went to Gran Canaria and we met up with your son, didn't we?
We did. That was really, really strange because we were having, I think it was breakfast we were having, or was it
tea? We were having breakfast.
And this guy was sitting on the next table and he went, my mum has met you in Tormolinos. And I went, oh, we remember her because she was the first person recognised us.
She was. At that point, the channel were called The Honeymooners. That's what the name that we'd come up with because we were on a honeymoon. And
we decided to get some baseball caps.
Merchandise, yeah.
Well, we weren't going to sell them. We were just going to wear them on the video, weren't we? Yeah.
Self-promotion.
Yeah, that said The Honeymooners on. And so we went to this shop in Torremolinos that did embroidery. And the lady said, yeah, come back in half an hour or whatever. And your hats will be ready. So we paid her and we went about and went about our business. And while we were away, I had a thought. I said to Colin, we better check that there's not another channel called The Honeymooners. And guess what?
The what? I mean, you can call yourself the same name as someone else, but
why?
It affects it would affect when you're searching for videos. And if people would put The Honeymooners and get that, they would. We started thinking about it and we decided, and as well, I think one of us said, well, hang on, we're honeymooners now, but we're not going to be on honeymoon next week, are we? So how is this going to grow? So we had a little brainstorm during that holiday.
And, we did.
We decided that then we would, what's the main theme about the holiday? Well, it's going to be, we're just going to document our lives about what we want to film. We didn't really have any. We still haven't really got a niche.
No, we were like, well, what are they going to be about? Well, I don't really know.
Well, we'll just
be chatting about stuff.
And that's, I think that was one of, I think it was our brainwave idea that come up with the chatter guys.
Yeah, we did think chatter boys first of all, but then we thought, no, we're too old for that.
We're too old for boys.
Yeah.
So the chatter guys started, and basically that's how it grew. What's been the ethos of the channel, though, Tim, really?
Well, my ethos for the channel is to show that once you get past 50, you're not dead, that you can still have a lot of fun and get out and about and do things. I think a lot of people think once you get into late middle age, then that's it. You just sit in, you know, get a suede fronted cardigan and sit in Sucking Werther's Originals and that's it.
I think we carried a lot of that over from the Leeds Gay Men group that we did.
Oh, absolutely.
We organised lots of activities. And there's a certain age when you get to when you might have been in a relationship, you've broke away from that relationship, you find yourself on your own and you find yourself not being able to have a group or circle of friends and you think that's it. When actually, it's not. It's not. So we just think that we wanted to show on video that you're not too old to have fun, you're not too old to enjoy life, and that's what we wanted to show on the videos, weren't it?
And that's where we are now.
And that is the Chatter Guys. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast.
And if you have, please watch out for the next one where there'll be lots more Chatter Guys chat.